What's up, everyone? My name is Mason Briggs. I'm from Valencia, California, and I just finished my career at Long Beach State as a libero and four-time All-American.
Hi everyone, Marcel with Anvil Sport and Anvil Wealth. Honored to be here with another Long Beach State player, Mason Briggs. Great seeing you. I've been with Mason Briggs on some videos before, but we are so proud of you and your team. You guys have had a wonderful season, and of course, your career. You had a wonderful career. Thank you for being with me, and we're glad that you're here right now.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate all your support and seeing you pop in the gym randomly and everything you've provided, all the information and on and off the court.
We'll start with first of all, you had a wonderful career at Long Beach. You had amazing individual accolades and team accolades as well. There were some moments during the year that I thought that when the team was struggling, that you were really just fighting to just keep it going until the team got into some momentum. I thought those were very powerful moments. I'm sure you and your teammates felt that. Can you share with us a little bit what those moments are like when you guys are struggling a little bit and they're bombing their jump serves and you just have to just get tough in there and just hang in there? Share what that's like from your perspective, your mindset, and how it goes.
Yeah, well, we talk about it. If you flip it a little bit to start, we talk about it on our end. We want to kind of suffocate teams. You want to make them have that feel of they're in the ocean and they're underwater fighting to breathe. So sometimes it can feel like that, but for me on the receiving end, one, it's my job. Being a libero, gotta control the serve receive, and you're gonna be taking blows like that. So. It's tough at times for sure, but a big thing for me this season especially is just trying to get to the guys that we have the power, the skill to receive, and then the biggest thing is to give it back to them. We have really good servers that I know, I don't get to serve, but I know that they can go back there and return the favor to them, and so that's a big part of what I try and continue to just get them to believe, and that we just have to, we call like weather the storm. And if we can weather that storm, that one run, keep it to 1 point, 2 points, and then go back and return the favor, puts us in a good spot.
So Mason, I know you have several entrepreneurial ventures going on. Can you share with us kind of what you're going on so people know that you got some amazing products to share?
I'll try and keep it somewhat chronological here. A while ago, I actually started working on an app idea that I had. It's called Frenzy. We've had some issues with the name and trademark things, but right now it's called Frenzy. It's actually on the App Store. Yeah, so the basic idea of that was to get people with friends more, not necessarily to make new friends, but to make it more efficient to plan things with your friends and also increase the amount of times you're hanging out with your friends. So there's basically a feature on there where you can kind of just let people know what you're up to, and they can hop on or join in whatever you're doing. And so and then there's also you can basically just send an invite if you want to go get anything from getting a coffee together or trying to plan beach volleyball with your friends or I've had a decent amount of that older group or mid-30s group that they love to golf, and so getting that golf group together, things like that. So that's the basis of the app. I've been working on that for a while now. Development was a little bit slower than I would like, but it's technically out now and hopefully start promoting it a little bit more soon here, but we're working on those issues with the name.
Great.
From there, talk a little bit about like my personal brand stuff, and so that's kind of what you see here. Right now it's we're calling it Mason Briggs brand, and there's a lot of things that kind of fall into that branch and that umbrella, and that's what you've helped me a little bit with, and talking about navigating that and where to go with that. And so for a while I did private lessons, and I still do, but I had a lot of people reach out and basically thought to myself, what can I do to help people more? And for me, that was starting clinics. And so I started, and I've done two clinics so far. We're just in season, so it's tough to do any during season. But I did two clinics in the fall, and maybe hopefully do one this summer. Not exactly sure yet. But the purpose of that was just to be able to reach, some more people and not have to turn people away. And so doing that, and then I'm actually going to release very soon, and we could dive into a little bit more is an online mentorship or online course type of thing that I'm gonna roll out. So basically have like a 6-month course that people can join, and it'll actually be a monthly meeting. So I have a meeting a month, and I'll go over certain topics, you know, such as things you were seeing me do on the court, maybe some show and take stuff with serve receive, you know, scooping, hot topic in volleyball right now, and then a lot of the mentality stuff. I'm really big into the mental side of the game, and you know, how we can affect yourself, the outcome, and you know, your team. And so, to me, it's a learned thing, and something you actually have to put an effort into learning, and then going out there and doing. And we talked a little bit about that of you know, keeping the team together, and when we've talked previously, you know, getting them through those moments. And I think everyone can do that, but liberos especially can be a part in that. So I hope to roll out that very soon.
Oh, good.
And then maybe some other things. I've been, you know, working on maybe what, like a membership type of thing.
What, yeah, sorry to interrupt. The Mason Briggs, the merchandise, how do you sell that? Do you have a website? Or
that's what I was going to get into next. So along with all that, so with Mason Briggs Brand, I created a website. So I have masonbriggsbrand.com.
Okay.
And then I do sell merch on there. So I have hoodies, t-shirts, replica jersey t-shirts, you know, that are with the Long Beach logos and everything.
Right.
And then maybe one more thing. And then I do have my trading cards.
Oh, wow.
So I started, that's kind of the other, you could umbrella it under the Mason Briggs brand, but I actually started this name, I guess you could say, started this company called Court Cards. Okay. And so the idea really is volleyball trading cards. And I have a little bio on Mason Briggs brand about it and why I started it. People would come up to me after games with, you know, their ticket or a shirt or their shoe.
Yeah.
And say, you know, can you sign this for
me?
And I thought that was really cool. After a while, it dawned on me, you know, we don't have something like this for our sport. And not only did I want to create it for myself, but I want to create it for other people. Obviously, it's a little bit more challenging in using other people's name and an image. And then you get into other, you know, issues with logos and trademarks and, you know, whatever team or school they're a part of. But hopefully that's the idea, is to build out Court Cards and make it a volleyball trading card company, and someone and a company and people that actually care about volleyball and want to see the sport grow. You know, not someone just coming in and trying to capitalize on a, you know, hot sport or a hot topic.
Great.
So I'm doing that as well, and that's kind of in the merch section, but also its own entity. I know we've talked about that with, you know, how to actually go about that with the business side of it. And so that's, I think, everything under like the Mason Briggs brand.
Right.
And hopefully the idea is to roll out this mentorship or even possibly a membership as well, where people can join in, follow along, maybe give them an area where they can kind of just discuss amongst themselves, to build a community. That's going to be the major goal, especially being done at Long Beach here. I have an amazing community here. We have an amazing community here, and I want to be able to bring that with me overseas, you know, wherever I go. And so, whether that's through a membership or a Discord, something like that, where people can even, you know, we've talked about, submit their photos that they've taken with me, or, you know, talk about the trading cards, maybe trade the trading cards, or, you know, more importantly, talk amongst each other, and then me be able to talk with them, update them, give them maybe like a daily update, you know, monthly, stuff like that, and then maybe even like a daily tip type of thing, because it's, I'm really just forming these things from the questions that I get, and from these fans, but these athletes and you know, people that want to know more or they want to learn more. And so that's kind of where the basis of all of it lands. Awesome. Yeah.
So share with us, you have a partnership that you recently started. I know this is really exciting for you. So go ahead and share with us what you got going on here.
Yeah, for me, you know, you could explain this as a lifelong dream or a lifelong goal type of thing, you know, to get a sponsorship and an actual partnership with a sports drink, you know, and that's so Ready here. Just signed a partnership with them, and you know, these are their drinks here.
Wow.
Yeah, beautiful bottles.
They're
amazing. Yeah. So they have a lot of different flavors and a lot of different options. So even here, you know, I'll give you a little background on it. So this is the sports drink, and then they have the regular sports drink, and then the sports drink, their light version. So there's like some little differences there. You know, it's always going to be, you know, calories and stuff like that. But the basis of the sports drink is it's really good electrolytes, mm-hmm. Real carb food source, mm-hmm. And no added sugar.
Oh, wow.
So those are their big things and their big points and kind of what their premise was, you know, not to mention any other brands, but they compare very nicely to those and they taste really good.
And I think, isn't it kind of a high protein drink or something? Because yeah, a lot of drinks don't have protein.
Exactly.
Right?
So they have another product as well. It's a protein water, okay. Which is really interesting. Yeah. I had never actually seen that before. I know it's a thing, but I'd never seen it before. And they have a protein water that's high in protein, 20 grams of protein.
Wow.
Yeah. And they taste really good. I like them all. And they have some cool flavors in that as well. Lemon ice, they have cotton candy grape, which throws a lot of like the older people off, I've noticed, but like the younger kids are like, oh yeah, that's awesome.
Nice.
So that one's really good. And then they have electrolytes as well. So, you know, I drink these before practice, mm-hmm. during practice, even after practice. And then same with the protein water. Mm-hmm. So you can drink it during as well, not just after, kind of like you would drink a protein shake, because it has those electrolytes still and tastes really good. So that's one of the things I love about them. And then I'll include as well, and this kind of shocks a lot of people and gives even some more credibility to it, is the company, the co-founders, Aaron Donald from the LA Rams, who retired. Yep.
Okay.
And then Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh,
so
wow.
They're co-founders in the company. And then Pat Kavanaugh, who I believe played at Pitt basketball, and he started the company.
Okay.
And so three really big names in it, and he's been very successful in business and obviously creating this drink. And seeing Aaron Donald and Giannis use this brand and this company and be a part of it, and now for myself to be a part of it is huge. And so we hope to get more into the volleyball space, mm-hmm. and reach these athletes that have been a part of my journey. And you know, it all for me just goes into even just helping them even more, you know. It's like, oh, what do you do before a game, or how do you properly, you know, fuel yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just is another thing to add to it and to answer their questions, and just to be not even an influence, but just like a role model for mm-hmm. them, or someone to just kind of ask these genuine questions to. And it's like, yeah, you know, I'm drinking this, and I've always wanted to. And I've actually, before I even knew about it, I wasn't a fan of, you know, all the other drinks, and never really incorporated that into. I like, you know, obviously electrolytes is important, but once I found Ready, funny story on that, I guess I'll go back a little bit.
Yeah,
is
sure.
They reached out to me probably over a year ago. And then they kind of quickly shifted gears, and they wanted to go into the like community outreach space, mm-hmm. which did really, really well for them. And they were able to, you know, make a really, really big impact there. So I'm glad they did that.
Yeah.
And then they circled around again like a year, maybe a little bit more later, and said, hey, we're still interested in doing our athlete partnerships, mm-hmm. and we want you to be a big role in this. And so I was like, hey, I followed your brand ever since you reached out, because, you know, I didn't know about it before.
Right.
But now I do, and I would still repost their things, actually, even when we weren't, you know, partnership, because they had good things to say. You know, they talk about like energy, attitude, mm-hmm. effort, stuff like that. It's actually very comparable to what we talk about at Long Beach. And I just love the overall message mm-hmm. of their brand and their company, and to be able to kind of have that full circle of them reach back out to me, and me still have a place for them in my heart for some reason.
Yeah.
Was pretty cool. And I told them I'm fairly particular on who I work with and who I want to work with. And, you know, this is a year long partnership, and mm-hmm. probably even more after that, you know, just to start. And so I told them that, as I want to be, you know, all in with this and really make this, you know, even bigger.
That's awesome. Yeah, getting the message that's aligned with yours, that's a big deal. I've always felt in business that's important, but now personally everyone is starting to go, hey, I guess that's important now.
Yep.
And
yep.
I'm really proud of you guys for doing that. So
thank you. Yeah, it's one of the things that I say and I carry about myself is the loyalty. And
mm-hmm.
you know, you get silly questions like, oh, why didn't you leave Long Beach, or maybe you had offers, or maybe you could have gone somewhere else, or whatever. And it's simple. Like, it was never even a question for me. Mm-hmm. I got that in the press conference the other day.
Yeah.
It was never a question for me, as like, I committed to Long Beach, they mm-hmm. committed to me, and that was it. You know, I don't look past that.
Right.
And that loyalty means a lot more to me than, I'm not going to say than most, but it means a lot to me. And so that's, you know, I carried that same thing into this partnership. Is that's how I see it. I see it as a partnership. It's not just a sponsorship or, you know, a deal. I like to to think of it as an actual partnership. And regardless of, you know, whatever they need, and I want to, like I said, get this into volleyball, get this into more schools and, and kids' hands. And, you know, you bring up the grass tournament. I think we're going to do something with them and, bring it into the grass tournament. And get them sponsored somehow or have a Ready booth there. Kind of like a Ready and Mason meet and greet type of thing is kind of the idea that they're proposing to me. So
now are you the tournament we're talking about for the viewers here is the OC Crown. It's a grass volleyball tournament. They will have some beach beach events too on sand. Will you be playing on it or just attending it?
The idea is to play. I want to play. We're putting a little lower level team together just for fun. And I'll be training with USA during that time, but obviously it's on the weekend, so I can play. I can be there. I convinced my mom. It's my mom's birthday that weekend. So we're gonna celebrate her birthday there probably. And so hopefully do a Ready booth with a little meet and greet type of thing, and then play. So when I'm not playing, I'll be at the booth.
Awesome. So people will get to see you. That's amazing. People want to meet you guys and get to know you a little bit more than just the number three that they see on the court, you know, and this is a good opportunity to get them out and come say hi and maybe take a selfie and all that fun stuff, right?
Yeah, come say hi, take a selfie, maybe have a special edition trading card there or something like that. And it's what we talked about of, you know, getting that community involved even more. And, especially it being at Long Beach, you know, what better place to be there and to meet these people and interact with them in a chill environment,
All right. What do you like better, cake or ice cream?
Ooh, ice cream for sure.
Ice cream? Okay, good. I do too. What's your favorite video game?
I don't play video games. Fun fact.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Never really have.
I did when I was a kid, but I haven't in recent years. I'm just too busy. I don't have time. Yeah. South America or Australia?
Oh, geez. I don't even know. I've been to Brazil.
No, what you like? What do you like? South America or Australia? What do you think you might like? How about Europe or Canada?
Okay, there you go. Probably Europe.
Europe?
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see. Four-wheel drive or a regular car?
Ooh, I don't know. Anything that gets me there.
Good
right?
answer.
Right?
Yeah. Good answer. Mason, last question for today. What are your future plans with volleyball now that your college career is over? Are you going to play overseas? Are you going to play on the national team? Share with everyone so we can follow you.
Yeah. It's been the goal for a while now. So I've actually been on the national team for the past 2 years now, so I'll join them tomorrow.
Oh good. I didn't know.
So I'll start practice tomorrow and we'll do national team stuff, VNL roster. I made that this year and the goal for me.
Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. And the goal for me ultimately is the Olympics. So that's the future goal. Somewhat starts right now. And along with that is playing overseas, and so hopefully know very soon where I'll be going, and just tell everyone to look out for that soon.
Okay, awesome, Mason. Thanks for your time. Always a great interview,
you.
And best of luck. Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.